Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
You have your copy of God's Word. If you please turn to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 14, be taking our text from. You will need to keep your Bibles handy this morning. We're going to be referring to a lot of scripture, so keep it handy. And when you get there, Proverbs 14, if you're able to stand, please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. And here the Bible says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. I'm praying now that you help me for just a few minutes, God. Lord, thank you for the service thus far, but God, we need your help. We need to be anointed from heaven, be able to preach on this text, that you'll be glorified. Keep me out of the way, Father. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. You know, this passage of Scripture that we just read is echoed again in the Proverb. Proverbs 16:25 tells us the same thing. Only one word changed there a little bit in our King James Bible. And the one we read, it said, "There is a way which seemeth right." And in Proverbs 16:25, it says, "There is a way that seemeth right." Well, we can look at it in both. Either way, it means the same thing. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. And that's our thought this morning, the way that seemeth right. You see, we seem to think a lot of things in this life, a lot of things that are not so. But anytime you see something such as this repeated in the Bible, you need to pay attention. God's trying to tell us something. He didn't just put it in there to fill up space. It's not in there just because he thought it would look good. He put it in there so that we would say, "Hey, I believe I've seen that before." And so we see that over and we see it again, and it's God trying to get your attention. That's why we have the several Gospels. It's not just one Gospel in there. We see several of them that tell the same story. The old story about how the Lord came and He saved us. But one of the greatest truths in all of Scripture is the fact that God does not hide or keep hidden the fact that the way that He thinks and the way that we think are completely different. His thoughts and our thoughts don't match up. His ways and our ways don't match up. We think we are so smart these days. Man today looks at himself, exalts himself, looks up and says, "I am so smart." Well, as we studied this morning in Sunday school, all it took was God confounding their language to make them realize, you know what, we're not so smart. But boy, they thought they were until that happened. Well, God doesn't hide anything from us. And so our way of thinking, our way of doing things are different than God's. And those two things are going to battle each other. You see, man has a problem today, that sin nature, that carnal flesh that we have. And we're constantly in a battle with the things that are spiritual. But yet we have the carnal things. And so they're always butting heads together. And so we need a mind change. We need a brain operation. We need a heart change. We need our ways changed. The Bible says this in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. The prophet writes, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Well, God's trying to tell us something here, isn't he? I mean, his ways, he says, are much higher than our ways. You know how our ways are? Our ways are down low. Our ways are wicked ways. Our ways are carnal ways. And his thoughts exceed way above our thoughts, and they're very different than the way we think. Our thoughts today, most men's thoughts today are in the gutter. Most men's thoughts today are steeped in sin, but not God's thoughts. His thoughts are high. They're holy. They're exalted. They're lifted up. The psalmist says this in Psalm 33 and 11, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." You see, God has his heart has thoughts as well. Our heart has thoughts, but the Bible says our hearts are wicked. It's deceivable. And so God's way of thinking is very different. But what are God's thoughts? Well, we saw right there in Psalm 33 and 11, that God's thoughts are to all generations. It says, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. So His thoughts, His counsel, His purpose, His advice to man today are to follow His counsel. That's what His thoughts are about. The psalmist says this in Psalm 40 and 5. Many, O Lord my God, are Thy wonderful works, which Thou hast done, and Thy works which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than could be numbered. If you look, I'm going to give you one more verse here as I'm trying to show you something. And if you pay attention, you're going to find there's something in these verses that's peculiar. Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an unexpected end." In all three of those verses we just read, there's one dominant thought that God has for us in there. And every single time we find He's referring to us. God is thinking about you, is what the Bible's saying. He's thinking about us. And so every generation, He said, He's thinking about all of us. And we often say that sometimes when Christ was hanging on the cross, you know, and He looked ahead in time and He saw us, that good song we sing, you know. And while He was on the cross, I was on His mind. And I believe that. I believe that every one of us is on God's mind when He hung on that cross, when the Lord Jesus hung there and died and bled for us. I believe every single one of us was in His mind. You see, God's mind's different than ours. We can only retain so much. And then it gets overloaded. And I don't know where it goes after that. They claim that everything that you ever think is imprinted on the back of your brain. If you could only access it, you could pull it up. I wish I knew how to do that. But most of the time, our brains get cluttered and they get confused and they get filled up. And we don't know what we're doing. But not God's. God's is very clear. And He knows every single thought that's in our head. He's the one that can pull up your thoughts that's imprinted on the back of your mind. Well, God is thinking, His thoughts are toward us. It said to usward. The Bible says in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world. You see, God was always thinking about the world. He didn't create man just for His amusement. Some people think, well, God created man and, you know, just put us out there to be His little puppets. No, He didn't. God created man. And by the way, man is the greatest creation that God ever created. And He put more time, God's very breath breathed life into man. It's His greatest creation. He loves man. And so God thinks about man. Listen to what the Bible says in Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing." How many gods do you know today that would rejoice over you with singing? There's only one, the Lord God Jehovah, the Lord God of heaven. God the Father is the only one that's going to rejoice over you with singing. And so God's thoughts, He loves us, and His thoughts are toward us. But what about our thoughts? Well, we've already established from God's Word, our thoughts are not like His. Our thoughts are low and sinful and carnal, but not God's. God's is high and holy. But what about our thoughts? Our thoughts are usually self-centered, self-sufficient. We know it all. It's the me, myself, and I generation. It's a selfie generation. It's a self-absorbed, selfie world that we live in today. It's a viral video world that we live in today. I talked about that some this morning in Sunday school. It seems that everybody today wants a viral video so they can get millions of viewers on YouTube. And I don't know if they're trying to make money or what they're doing. They want to be seen. People want to be seen today. I work in downtown Knoxville and I look out my window and see people going down the sidewalks, clicking themselves, their selfies, or standing on the corners. This weekend, a lot of people were going to the prom, and so they all come downtown to take pictures in a nasty alleyway. I don't get that, but they do. They go in the alleyways and they paint graffiti on the walls and then take their picture, you know, for the prom. But people are always wanting for everybody to see them. It's about me. This world's about me. And so our thoughts are self-centered. They're toward us. They're also on us. On us ourselves, and not God most of the time. I mean, we're self-centered, we're conceited, we're self-absorbed. Everything about us is stingy. But God, His thoughts are not like that. He's not thinking about Himself, He's thinking about you. Psalm 94 and 11, the Bible says, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity." Vanity. That word right there means empty, useless, unwise, foolish is what that means. Somebody that you know, you hear somebody called, "Oh, they're so vain." In other words, they're wrapped up in themselves, and that's about all they can care for. Self-centered. They're foolish. Men think they're so smart, but the Bible says contrary to that. Over in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23, the Bible says this, "And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts." Do you see that? Evil thoughts. That's where our evil thoughts come, from our very own heart. And then it goes on to list 12 other sins: adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. And listen to this in verse 23. "All these evil things come from within and defile the man." It's not what goes in that defiles the man. It's what comes out. It's down in your heart. It's wicked. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Young people, be very careful when somebody says, "I love you with all my heart." Who can know? Who can know? That heart's wicked and evil. Deceitful. Well, here again we see that our thoughts are different than God's thoughts. And they proceed out of our heart, our evil thoughts. And then those 12 sins, I mean, God lines those 12 sins, those awful things. I mean, that whole list, murderers even, he puts it on the same level of having evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. There's so many evil thoughts today. All it takes is for you to look around this world for just a minute, and you're going to find that everybody's thinking evil. They're inventing evil things to carry out evil deeds. All their works are evil. It's wicked. And so it comes from man's heart. Let's face it, folks, our hearts are wicked. You would think after all these years that man would have evolved into something much smarter. And they believe they have. Man today says, "I'm the smartest. This is the smartest generation that's ever existed on the face of the earth." No, we're the dumbest. You know why? Because we don't fear God. We don't fear God. The Bible says that's where the beginning of knowledge is the fear of God and wisdom. And so man has quit fearing God. Man doesn't fear God. And so therefore he's become nothing but foolish. And we've invented things, sure. There's a lot of brilliant men today. There's a lot of men with a high IQ. They say Kim Jong-un has one of the highest IQs of any man. So what does that tell you? So listen, you can be smart, but you can be dumb as a rock as well. Because you don't have any fear of God. And your thoughts are not God's thoughts. They're very short of that. Well, our opening text back in Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You see, our biggest problem is what we think seems to be right. It seems to be. I remember back in the day of Judges, men were doing whatever they thought was right in their own eyes. And what became of them? Yeah, wasn't good, was it? The way seems right. So it seems it ought to be this way. It seems that this is the best thing for my life. It seems that I ought to do this or I ought to do that. It seems that way. A lost sinner seems to think that they ought to give in to their animal lust and commit their sins. They seem to think that, but you know what? The way of the end of it is death, is what the Bible says.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.